all up to date.
Let me know when you're ready, Lisa.
Go for it.
All right, good morning. Monday morning, first thing, our favorite group to talk to, facilities management. We've got a lot going on in facilities. We so appreciate it. I mean, we have, as we travel around county to county, we have the finest facilities. Our upkeep it surpasses what anybody else does, and it's a complete credit to you guys and the job you do. And so I think this is completely an appropriate time to acknowledge that and point it out.
Yep, hear you.
Got a couple too many radio towers on the roof, but
I'm working on that.
Cal's working on that.
I am working on it.
Cal, we appreciate that you came in clean shaven today for this budget work session.
I'm glad you noticed.
Winter's not over yet.
Do we have too many towers up there? Is that why we keep hearing stuff?
Keeps hearing voices.
I hear voices.
Well, that's something Lisa's going to have to deal with. I can't help her there.
They make pills for that.
Starting at like 4:45, we start. You can only hear it in her office, by the way. I did hear it one time.
All right, so let's start off. First of all, do we need to go through revenues at all? I didn't think we needed to. So let's get to expenses. Let's start off by drawing a line under employer flex benefits. And you can really do this on all of our different areas, but we'll just talk about it one time and then we'll move on. So you guys are aware that the way we currently run our health benefits program is going to change. We don't know exactly what that means right now. It's our expectation that our cost is going to go up. Story County's cost to provide benefits is going to go up. So I fully expect, as we look at this first one, it's $41,400. I fully expect that number is going to be greater when we get to the end of this thing. We don't know what that's going to be between the board, Alyssa, and Lisa. When we come up with that, we'll let you know what that number is, and we'll get it plugged in. If you look at your staff cost, that's going to change as well. And it's a philosophical change by the board this year, applied to every department and every elected official, and we are going to try to budget closer to actual, closer to our projected actual, than to here's how many positions you have, times how much those positions cost, and here's the amount in there. We fully understand and recognize. So our commitment is that if there's an approved position, you should get it filled. That's our commitment. And so we know that we will be coming back next spring as part of this budget and amending dollars in to cover the actual cost of our staffing. But what we won't see is, if you look right here on the first one, for our FY14 budget, we had budgeted $353,500, which is every position in this line item full 100% of the time, and we only spent $282,000 because you had some vacancies during the year. We're going to try to budget closer to that $282,000, knowing that if everything stays full all the way through, we're going to have to come and amend dollars in. Lisa, good enough?
Yep.
Anybody, any comments on that?
No.
You guys have any questions? We're committed to your positions. So we may get into a situation where we get to this point next year and it looks like there's not enough dollars in there. We're going to recognize that. We're going to amend dollars in as we need to.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So let's go to custodial supplies on page 125. And let's just work our way down. Cal, if you have any comments on line items, board, if you have any questions on line items, let's talk about them. First of all, Cal, I should ask, do you have anything you want to start with? Do you have any opening salvos that you want to throw our way?
No, I don't believe so. I'm okay. Just ready to move through this.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Board, any questions on that page 125 as we move down? Lisa, any questions or things we should be looking at as we get through that?
I didn't have anything.
Nope, looks good.
Individual.
Uniforms and equipment, I just keep questioning, is $5,500 too much to have budget in there? We never spend that much. It doesn't look like we're on pace to spend that much. We want to have enough in there for you to get what you need, but we don't want to just have money in there for the sake of having money in there.
When we're full staff, we would spend about that much.
Okay.
So
And what I look at is, granted, we weren't full staff in 14, but we only spent 36 and then 43 the year before that and 45 the year before that. And so I'm wondering if budgetarily, if it's more reasonable to say that's more like a $5,000 bill than a $5,500 bill.
That's acceptable.
Okay.
So what is it, 45, would you say?
I said 5,000, just down from 55 to 5.
Okay.
You want to talk about vehicle fuels and maintenance?
Yeah, I do want to talk about vehicle fuels and maintenance. Please go back and reestimate that at $3 a gallon instead of $3.50 a gallon. I don't know how much that takes out of there. Just let Lisa know what it is at $3 a gallon instead of $3.50. So we don't know what that one looks like yet. And then education and training. Again, it's a line item that traditionally you guys have not utilized all. I'm a huge fan of education and training where appropriate. Cal, you just talk us through what you think needs to be there and what you'd like to see happen.
Well, right now, I guess the main thing we've been using that for is to keep our licensing up on there. The few of us have electrical license in the department. We've lost one of those persons, but I intend on sending another person to all the training that the other staff are going to that are licensed to try and bring them up with experience and knowledge on the code. So that's my priority on that one.
And you think $2,500 is right to be able to maintain the license we have and get the people licensed that we want licensed?
Right here. Mm-hmm. We could probably drop that to $2,000.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the only questions I had on this on this section. Anybody else have anything?
No.
All righty. Moving on to the human services. Same conversation from Flex Up. Vehicle fuels and maintenance, please make the adjustment to $3. Anywhere else that anybody sees that jumps out at them?
No, I didn't have really any.
Lisa, anything we need to talk about there? All right, Justice Center. Again, same with Flex, same with vehicle fuels and maintenance.
Any questions on the projects I've added on that?
Have we ever heard anything more from Alliant about that lease? I got an email from her, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, I think.
No, there's been no communication with me on that at all.
And we're how far through that? Halfway or a little better?
Oh, we should be over the halfway mark, yes. Okay. Yes, it was a 20-year and we on about
13.
Yeah, so we're well over halfway there.
Okay.
Just talk a little bit about your replacement program of your keyless entrance panels. Are we looking at just age of equipment indoors that we have to do on a rotation basis, just so many? Within a, 4 or 5 year period or something like that?
When we originally put this system in Wayne, they were sold as 2-door panels.
Okay.
Okay. Since then, they have evolved to 4-door panels.
Okay.
So there's the age issue that I'd like to systematically start replacing these 2 doors since they're 15 years old, getting close to 15 years old now. Plus, it seems like security is something that never goes away, and I wanted to have that capacity to have those extra doors available without having to go out and buy panels. Mm-hmm. So that was just something that it was when we did the security walkthrough with the agents, the sheriff lined up for.
Okay.
They had suggested that that's what they had seen some others do in their buildings.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up with that.
Okay. Yeah, I just was curious the process.
I think I was just planning on doing like one board.
Right.
One board a year
as
a replacement. Right. And then.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. All right. For projects, we haven't had our conversation with the county attorney yet, but it, we need to have the conversation. So you've plugged in dollars for finalizing the plans for the renovations, but potential security renovations at the Justice Center, but we haven't plugged anything in for actually starting to do those renovations or talked about where the dollars will come from to do those renovations. Now, where the dollars will come from is not necessarily for you to worry about, but what I would like us to be thinking about is if this board were to determine that it was in the best interest of Story County to move ahead with it, and we were to finish off the plans, is next spring a reasonable start date to do some of the construction? I'm viewing this as spreading out over at least two and probably three fiscal years doing renovations. I'm viewing it as if we go in the spring of 16, we work all of fiscal year 17, and we complete the project in fiscal year 18 is the way I'm viewing it. Is it even close to a reasonable time frame based on the initial plans that you've seen?
I think that is the correct plan for moving forward with that. Hopefully to start next spring if it's approved.
Right, not this spring, right. But next spring.
Yes.
So that would mean we'd have to put some dollars in the budget for FY16, the mobilization and the initial probably demolition would occur first, still yet in 16. And so we need to start thinking about some dollars there. I believe it's a reason. I don't know if something like this warrants a callback at the end of the budget cycle to talk this stuff through and make sure we put the right dollars in. The first step for me is having a conversation with the county attorney to see how Story County would pay for something like this. And then it becomes if we can figure that out, then it becomes the logistics of when does it happen and how much do we need to budget in each fiscal year in order to make it all work.
Yeah, I understand. That would be something that I would have to discuss with the architect to get an idea how he thinks that would be sectioned out as far as paying for. So.
Okay.
And I don't know if it requires a callback as much as if Al could or Cal could just give us a timeline of what the architect's thinking, and then we can.
And it's really a swag. We just need for this conversation.
Right.
If the board determines to go, we need to know how much, what portion needs to be plugged into FY16. So maybe you could have a conversation with Jeff and just say, hey, talk to me about getting this project going, the first couple months of the project, what are we going to have to spend in order to get moving on this thing?
Okay.
And then the full conversation then will occur when we come back here next year, because the huge chunk of it will come out of the FY17 budget.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
And the only reason for our additional communication, I mean, most of the communication can be handled through, you know, you're working with the architect and Lisa and Rick and so forth. And if there were some issues that we had that we would need to get together, we would just have to have a structure or time to talk about it, which probably would have to happen at a board meeting, just looking at a cost factor or how we wanted to do that. But I'm in agreement. I don't think we need to. I mean, there are still some unknowns at the present time, but I do think that historically this still is something that there needs to be some dollar amount attached so that we're not having to have just a lump sum of it, in the year that most of the work is actually being done. So if we could plan ahead on a 2 or 3 year cycle,
right,
I think it would be a lot easier, just more prudent budgeting, you know, from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. So this 41-1 you have in here for FY16, is that where are we at on the architect fees? Aren't we about
that's a portion of the architect's fees? Where we're at exactly, I can't say. I think wasn't the original total architect fee was approximately 80 some thousand.
2-2, and you had 41-1, and we put 41-1 in the county attorney portion, and what I'm wanting to make sure is that we don't have too little in here, because I don't see that he put that I don't think we put any in the attorney's, in the FY16 attorney budget. So I just kind of need to know what we're going to need to put in there.
Again, this was, you know, this was just kind of a guesstimate on our part of where we thought we'd be.
Right.
And that's, again, I would have to sit down with the architect, try and get something.
So this 41-1 could change to part of the actual starting of the project.
I believe it could, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just
But more than likely it's going to be higher than the 41-1.
Yes.
So
yes.
If the 80 was originally there, what would be a reasonable plug-in?
You know, well, he's going to get that to us, but I just want to clarify that this is the amount that's going away.
I think if you want to be looking at a reasonable plug-in right now, you got to be thinking of 20% of the project.
Right.
And so you're in the $300,000 to $350,000 range based on the initial cost estimates of this preliminary draft plan is all said and done. Now, I'm not talking about $350,000 in your budget and $350,000 in the county attorney's budget. I'm talking about $350,000 total dollars in order to get this thing going.
Yeah.
Is kind of the number I'm looking at, Wayne.
Okay. Yeah.
Judge Owen had a request for his courtroom. My initial reaction to that was, let's hold it and do it as part of the entire Justice Center security renovation. As I look at him, it's a $3,000 estimate to get his courtroom more operational for him. My inclination is it's separate. Let's just go ahead and do it. I don't know what you guys. So there's a letter in the back of this from Judge Owen. Cal, you want to talk a little about what Judge Owen's requesting?
Yeah, see, we don't know why that wall was originally put in that small courtroom, but he says he's had several concerns of problems with people too close of a proximity there that he's had to call the jail on several occasions, and he just feels that there's a sheetrock wall, and we've looked at it, and it's basically just opening up, taking that wall out to give him the full access of that whole courtroom to hope it would ease some tensions on the parties that are in there, and this looks like a pretty easy project that we could do in house quickly and solve the problem. So,
which one is this one? The small one, is that on the second floor or first floor?
It's on the lower level. It's clear at the north end.
Clear at the north end, closer to the county attorney's.
We call it the juvenile court.
Yep. Gotcha.
Courtroom.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So then my question is, an estimate of $3,000, which I assume is probably on the high side of what that's really going to cost us. Do you have dollars this year available that we could do it? And do you have, from a scheduling point of view, do you have time that you can project that you could have a few couple of your guys get over and get it done yet this fiscal year?
Yeah, I think I could do it this year. The scheduling is going to have to be worked out with Judge Owen on that, yep, when it's going to be open, but I think we'll be able to get in there real quick and take the wall down, and then the major part of this cost is probably going to be the flooring, the carpet work that,
right,
to get it back to looking right, and that would be something else that we'd schedule on either a weekend or on a off day that he doesn't have court in there. So I think it's doable yet this year.
So can we pull this three out for next year and say, let's just go ahead and find a way to get it done this year?
Yes.
All right, so let's pull the three out.
That's that. Let me go back to
that's $3,000 in a building repairs and maintenance. Okay. So that's near the bottom of page
131.
131.
Yeah. 131, third one from the bottom, Wayne. So instead of 113.3, okay, let's make it 110.3.
All right.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about here? Cal, is there anything that we're missing?
In a Justice Center?
Anywhere.
I would like to just go over the concerns in dispatch.
Okay.
On the additional cooling unit.
Okay.
If you had a chance to look at that, I got a proposal for $9,985. This is something that's been coming up the last few years in the summertime. Added equipment And it also ties in with the security issue that the sheriff has that I also have in here as another project. They've had to open that door to that equipment room in dispatch and blow a fan in there because our temperatures have gotten too high. So with this additional unit, this would not only supplement the cooling of that room, it would also take over if we lost the existing cooling unit for those areas. So to me, this is pretty critical here.
Yep.
And the fact that it, like I say, it also ties into the request from the sheriff and Dina about fobbing that door, because when this happens, the door is propped open and there's no security at all on that. So that's just a couple things I wanted to bring to your attention that I think we need to do.
I appreciate you bringing it up. I know you and I have discussed this a couple times. To me, it looks like a reasonable thing to do. It gives us a little more capacity. It gives us some redundancy where we need it, and it takes care, in my mind anyway, takes care of the security issue, or at least part of the security issue that they feel like they've been having back there.
Yeah.
While we're at it, was the letter from Van Maren, is that something doable at a low cost? About the windows there, on the back side of that letter that you got from Owen. Is it a letter directly to you?
He's got it in here at $1,200 to do it in FY16.
So that one's going to be delayed out, in other words. There'll be some time after the first of the year, in other words.
After July 1st.
Yeah, I hate to commit to another one out of this year's budget.
Right, okay.
That was another request, and I went over that extensively with the judges. The lower level would like these window lights so that people would not be opening the door, looking in to see what's going on, but the judges upstairs do not want these in there upstairs. So at this time, it's just doing the lower courtrooms, which I think will take care of the problem they're having with the doors opening. People can just look in and see what's going on and not disturb the court actions.
Yep. All right. Yeah, that was one question I had.
Anything else we need to discuss?
The only other thing is in the countywide, he's requested a pickup.
Good.
Say what, Lisa? I'm sorry.
In countywide, a pickup was requested.
Oh, pickup.
What's our rotation? How often do we buy pickups?
The facilities management department's historically been rotating about every 10 years. And that's about where we're at. If you read my letter on this, my main concern is the Tommy lift is fatiguing. I have safety concerns about that. And the fact that we use this a lot, other departments use it. And about have to go with a new truck, because we use this Tommy lift on a truck with a full-size bed. As far as my rotations go, my next truck is a full bed, so it wouldn't make any sense to put a new Tommy gate on that one. So I just put it in that we replace the truck, since we're very close with that one and the lift at this time with an aluminum lift.
I have no issues with that.
I'm good
with
it.
Yep.
Paul?
Have you had any conversations yet with anybody from planning or health?
I was going to mention that as we get to the end of this thing.
Oh.
On the wall you're talking about?
Yes.
I was going to suggest that he and I walk down there right after we finish this.
All right.
And just see. I don't think that's a big ticket item. So planning and health wants to move their entry wall back. I'm sure you've heard a little bit about this.
They sent me an email late Friday. I read it at home this weekend. Yep. So I was going to talk with them today and see what interest they had.
We'll walk down when we get done here and visit about that a little bit. Anything else that we need to talk about? Lisa, anything we're missing here? Anything we need to discuss?
I'm good.
All right, so we'll let you guys know on flex. We'll let you know on salaries, what we're going to plug in there. And we'll let you know on the conversation with the county attorney and then that the board has on the Justice Center renovation. But I would expect some additional dollars to be plugged in there for the security renovation over at the Justice Center.
And you'll let me know what your recalculations are on fuel usage, vehicle fuels, and maintenance. Yeah. Thank you.
One other thought. Community life building, the lower basement, the cages, and things like that. If it's determined that that may become a storage repository or something for some of those files, is that going to require some additional security? I'm thinking in terms of cage, stronger door, whatever, or would we be okay from that, or are we going to have to look at some type of off-site storage? And I just want us, we don't know these answers right now, but I do think that as we move into the decision making of that's something that still has to be on our radar in terms of, you know, what we're going to do with the equipment. I'm thinking of record storage and things of this nature, because I think as we move and transition some of the other pieces out, wherever they may go, that's going to free up some space. But I do have a concern about if there are some structural changes that will have to happen, assuming we still maintain ownership of the building, at least temporarily over the next year or two, you know, before it's transitioned out. So just keep that in your mind.
Yeah, I don't think, as far as the basement goes, from what I've heard, the law usually requires double lock on these things, which we have the cage systems and we have the file cabinet locks that I think meets those needs. The other thing is if we had overflow that couldn't go in the cages, and things change over there, it would be simple to restrict that basement to just county people by changing the lock on the stairway door, and then the elevator would be locked off on the lower level so that no one would be able to access the basement but county personnel.
And Wayne, I think it's a great point. Right. I think it's very reasonable to assume that whatever use that CLP building goes to in the next year, that we will maintain control and access of the basement, and it'll give us some time to figure out where things are going. Cal and I have been over there and taken a full tour and looked at everything, and like Cal says, the simplest solution that I see is just relock or put a new lock on the door that leads down the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that elevator, there's an elevator that goes down there, too, you know. So, again.
We can take that down and shut it off on the lower level, Wayne, so it would not call
go to the basement.
So we would limit access to that also.
Great.
The other question is, I have a guesstimate budget here on that building. Has the board been able to look at that?
No.
I was going to have you... your presence be requested at the meeting on Wednesday at 10:30. It's called Mental Health Transition Meeting. We're going to discuss that.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, including the COP.
Okay. So.
If you would be so kind as to make yourself available.
The other conversation that we've had here as part of the budget work session that may have some impact on you at some point is secondary roads and doing, instead of two outbuildings, doing one new outbuilding. I would expect somewhere in the Kelly area in the FY16 budget. It is our hope and expectation that we would look at bringing in a manufactured building, have a contractor do the initial work and then finish off the building in-house. My expectation is that Darren's staff will take care of most of the finish work, but there may be some need for some of your guys with their specialized expertise to get over and do some of it. Just be aware that's on the schedule for FY16.
All right.
Okay. Anything else?
And depending on what happens, with our area here and the restructuring and need to transition maybe office space, has that been factored in anywhere?
It has not been factored in anywhere. Cal and I have looked at it. We're talking about the little conference room back there. It's a minimal job, minimal cost if that's what we were going to do. So it hadn't been factored in. We have talked about it. I think it's something that's fairly absorbable if we move down that road.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Good.
Anything else?
No.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.